Good morning. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Come on in. Come on in. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a great day to hang out with y'all. Excited to be here. We are well on our way into 2026. Well on our way into 20. It'd be Christmas before we know it. Won't it though? Won't it though? It'll be Christmas again. All right, y'all. It is Ask Me Anything. So we did the start workshop on Sunday. If you've got questions about start, I'm happy to answer them. If you've got questions about anything else, I'm happy to answer those as well. What was I gonna say? Oh, the replays are up. If you did not know, the replays are up. Okay. Make sure that you have, are looking at those replays, checking them out. If you were not able to attend live, you can go there. It's on our website, nobswoman.com, under courses this month in No BS. You can get to the course page there. And also, we have texts. You can sign up for texts from Corinne. So you can do all of that on that page under courses this month in No BS. That is where you shall find it, okay? If you want that. One other thing I want to remind y'all of is just like, little housekeeping things. When you are here, when you go on coaching calendar, okay, make sure that you are looking at your Zoom reminders, okay? When you sign up for No BS, you get no Zoom reminders. You don't want any Zoom reminders, okay? You can decide I want featured, which is like this call, Corinne's Sunday call, and like if we ever do a brand new call, or if you're like MJ, I want all of them. I don't want to miss. I want to at least know. I want to at least know what they are. You make sure to do that. Somebody just said they're in the UK and they can't get texts. I want you to make sure to email support at pnptribe.com. Click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page or hit reply to any email that we've ever sent you. And there for our friends who are abroad, we have a PDF we can send you with all of the texts that will be going out. And you can even you can type them in if you would like to. Which would be you can do that. So at least you can see whatever you're not gonna miss it, but you can get a PDF with those. So let us know if you want that, we can do that. I know the other morning Corinne had to ask me something and she actually texted me. And y'all, I'm just gonna tell you, on a Saturday morning, maybe it was a Sunday morning, I don't remember. I woke up and about 20 minutes later, I look at my phone and Corinne has texted me something. I had a little freak out because she doesn't text me and it scared me to death. It scared me to death, but everything's fine. Carla said, "How's your mom? How are you? We have decided to keep my mom in the nursing home. I don't know if that had been decided last week. She is going to be unable to go back to assisted living, which is sad. It was sad. She's still confused, but she's hateful again. So she must be doing better." Her roommate said the other day, yesterday, "Why is she so mean to you?" Because she doesn't like me. That's why. Yeah, she's back to normal. She does have pneumonia again. I don't know if I told y'all that. She's got a skin breakdown on her bottom. But she is no longer walking. She's wearing a diaper. And she's mean. So there's that. So she's back to at least her personality's back to normal. Yes, back to baseline. So there we go. Oh good. Sue just signed up for a tech. So what have we learned from this? Replays are up. Sign up for text. If you live abroad, you can email support and they'll send you a PDF if you live and you can't get text because we do not text abroad. And also check your Zoom email reminders on the website under coaching, call calendar. At the very top, you'll see Zoom reminders. I want to make sure that y'all check those, okay? If you go, log, how do I sign up for text? You go into the website, nobswoman.com, under courses this month in No BS, and you will see that right there. Christy, thank you. Christy Larson has put the link. Thank you so much. All right. Now, I've told y'all about my mama. I've told you about all the housekeeping things. Now it's time for y'all to ask me anything because that's what we're here for. Ask me anything. That is why we're here. So you can ask me, and I can give you all the answers. How are y'all doing on your mindless eating? So this weekend, start, we're talking about mindless eating, sleep and water, and sit your ass down to eat. Just sit down. No walking and being distracted and all that kind of stuff. How is that going so far for everybody? How is that going? Let me know in the chat, in the Q&A. Are y'all doing the things? How are you doing? Going well so far? Good. Good, good, good. Is everybody getting their water in? It's hard to not eat distracted. Okay. I sat and ate this week without looking at my phone, not eating while multitasking. It's hard to break. It is hard. It's a hard habit to break. And what I love about it, though, I want y'all to think about this. We have this story, or I have this story. I had this story that food was so fun. It's so much fun. I just love it. It's my one time to have me a good, it's a big time. It's had by all. I just love to eat. It just brings so much joy to my life. Do you know what helped me unravel that story? I'll tell you what, sitting, eating, not distracted. It was not, eating is boring as fuck. It's boring. Do you know what was bringing me the joy? The rest, the break, turning my mind off by scrolling on my phone, watching a show while I was eating. That was actually the joy and excitement. It was not the food, because if you sit there at a table with nothing on it, not on a phone, not talking to anybody, not watching a show, none of that stuff, you are not having a fun time. You will really start to turn the temperature down on the story about how much fun food actually is. You'll be able to poke some holes in that story. So for a lot of us, that was one of the first things that helped me unravel that story about how good food, how much fun it was. It's all the other shit I was doing when I was eating that was the fun part. Somebody asked about my makeup. You always said, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Over Christmas, my daughter said, "You look so pretty. What did you do?" And I had actually put on some tinted moisturizer and run out the door to go see my mom at the hospital. No eyeshadow, no nothing. So I don't know if y'all have noticed, but for the past like 2 or 3 weeks, and then two or three people said something about my makeup that day. I have not worn a bit of eyeshadow, none. So I've been putting on just tinted moisturizer, some cream blush, and just dabbing a little bit of powder on it and some mascara. That's all I've done. Isn't that crazy? I've gone minimalist. I've gone like nothing. I'm not doing nothing. I've given up. I've given up. I did. That's what I did. Well, thank you, Gigi. I know. I just was like, and it saved me time. I was like, I don't know why I'm trying so hard. So I gave up on the makeup. Lip color, it is Rhode Beauty. Rhode Beauty. It's Hailey Bieber. My kids all wanted Rhode Beauty for Christmas. The lips, that's what they wanted. And so I think I have paid for Hailey Bieber, whatever she got for Christmas. I think I helped pay for that because you have 3 daughters and they all wanted Rhode Beauty. And then that's what I did. Let's see. Molly says when you're pale as fuck, it's hard to do a tinted moisturizer. No, it's not because I'm pale as fuck, actually. And I put fake tan on my face, which is why I do that. And Paula says, moisturizer name, please. I'm gonna tell you something. You know, I have literally been having some trouble with my skin. I've been having dry skin, y'all. And so I was doing Elemis. I've done Elemis for years, skin moisturizer and whatnot. I'm gonna tell you what I've gone back to. Pond's cold cream. Pond's cold cream for my makeup remover and then Pond's moisturizer. And it's saving me money. Yeah, Christie's. I use the spray too. I use the spray. I know I've been using Pond's. You know what? It worked for so many people for so many years. And then we decided we had to get fancy. And I'm not doing that. I'm gonna go back to the Pond. My grandmama used the Pond's and everybody else did too. I'm gonna use it. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay. Pond's is not tinted. I use the moisturizer and then I have a tinted moisturizer I put on top. Okay. Anonymous says, I have a question about mindless eating. Mine is not mindless. I know when I'm doing it, but I do it anyway. So that is different. You're answering an urge. So mindless eating is when you just kind of go and just kind of grab something, or you start to grab food while you're cooking or whatnot. You know, like you just kind of grab food, you eat the food, and then you're like, what the hell just happened? I don't know. I don't know what happened. But what's happening with you is you have an urge. So you've got an urge. It's like, oh, that would look good. I need some of that. A little bit won't hurt. That is what you're having, is an urge to eat. So when you have an urge to eat, you want to ask yourself, what am I really looking for right now? Maybe it's a break. It could be that you're procrastinating because you don't want to do a task. Whatever it is, in that moment, you're looking for food to either give you a feeling or take a feeling away from you. And you want to identify what that is. So, what do I really need right now? I think it's food, but I know I'm not hungry. What do I really need right now? Let's see. Anonymous said, I started the weight loss shots in October. That's a mouthful. I can't say it. It's been a very helpful resource. I want to make sure I'm still doing the work, hoping once I'm off, I can maintain the loss. But because I don't have much of food noise, it's hard to find ways to work on it. I started using the No BS journal prompts to come up with the ideas, but I'm writing about how I used to feel, but I don't feel that way now. Any more suggestions would be appreciated. I love that you're writing about how you used to feel, because if you do go off the shots, guess what's going to happen? So you're giving yourself an opportunity to work on those thoughts while they're turned down. And here's the thing. That's how we want all of you to do. It is so easy. It's much easier to work on urges when you're not in the middle of an urge. So if you've got nighttime eating as your issue, the best time to work on nighttime eating is when you're not smack in the middle of it. You want to work on nighttime eating on a Saturday afternoon. Sit down, come up with another plan. Here's what I know I tell myself. Here's how I want it to be different. Because it's so hard to come up with those really good, amazing thoughts in the middle of an urge. So you're doing exactly what I want you to be doing. It's so much more difficult to work on it in the moment. Okay. And then now that the food noise is turned down, really dial into what those subtle cues of hunger are. What does enough feel like? Because the food noise is turned down. It's going to be easier for you to tune into your body to figure out what those feelings of enough and hunger are. Okay. That's what you want to do. That's exactly what you want to be working on right now. You're doing exactly what you should be doing. Susie, I don't know how often the texts come, but they're not daily. They're kind of sporadic. Nighttime eating and stuff was daily texts. These texts won't be daily. All right. Any questions? Oh, Kathy's 365 today is so good. I have not listened to it. Yeah, we're doing things a little bit differently with Corinne 365 this year. I don't know if you've noticed, but on Wednesdays, you'll get a calming one from Kathy. Fridays, you'll get me at the start of your weekend. And Sunday, you're going to get Lizzie with a kickoff for the week, like, how to plan, all that kind of stuff for for that. So I think that's going to be a really good addition. I'm going to tell y'all, I've been having a hard time with mine on Fridays. I sit here and I run my mouth to y'all for an hour, but somehow, whenever I turn on, I know I'm going to do a podcast for y'all, I have a really hard time. I've been struggling. It's taken me a while to, maybe it'll get better. Maybe, yeah, you get something calming from Kathy. Yeah, there you go. Keep asking your questions. Oh, Patty was happy to hear my voice last week. Girl, you're gonna hear it every Friday. That's it. Oh, remind me how to sign up for the 365. Yes. So on the website, under resources, you'll see podcast. Okay. And especially if you did lose 10 and then you've switched over now to the full on into membership now, you do need to go back to that podcast page because that's where the Corinne 365s live, because you did not have those for those first 8 weeks. Oh, what's your favorite easy go-to meals you keep coming back to? That is a anything with a rotisserie chicken. I love a rotisserie chicken. I'll put it on a salad. I do it in a wrap. I do all that kind of stuff. It's one of my favorite. I mean, it's so easy. Because my kids now come home and they're like, "Do you and Dad ever eat? Do y'all eat? I don't know that y'all eat now." Because it's all just pieces. We just put shit together now. I've given up on cooking. I've just given up on cooking. So rotisserie chicken is the best. I love are they soup dumplings? Is that what they're called from Trader Joe's? And they just come in a little tray and there's like six and you just heat them up. I love those for a meal. I know it's so crazy, like easy things like that. I know I've become so boring. I have become so boring. Oh, Jack Daniel's pulled pork. I have done that before, and that is so good. So good. And I've been watching TikToks, y'all. I don't know. It about like they do like those egg flights. So I've been doing that. Like I do like two or three boiled eggs. This is so just random. And I put like a little squirt of the QP mayonnaise on top of it. And then I put like a pickle on top of it. And like that, what'd you get? Chili oil, like whatever on top of that, because I like spicy food. And I'll eat that for lunch. That's what I've been doing. I know, isn't that nut? Like it's crazy. Yeah, that's what I do. Oh, crustless quiche with veggies. Yeah. I posted a question in the chat about the start experience called replays. Is there a private member podcast or are they only viewable on the website? They were uploaded to the podcast for bonus courses and pathways. So that's also on the on the shit fire on the website under resources and podcasts. The Corinne 365, every Monday, she's releasing like a little companion to kind of go with it, like what we're working on this week in the 365. But the replays in audio form are on the pathways and bonus courses. Let's see. Let me see. Holly says, I'm working on a 15-pound regain. Is it best to work the start program or regain? My issue is not doing the things. I would do start then. Planning, journaling, working on my after supper dessert. I would do start. And then but the regain is good. You know what I would do, Holly? I'm gonna just tell you something. I wouldn't do the start, but I mean the regain, but I would just go listen to that first video. Just listen to the first one. It'd get you so motivated after your regain and then go do the start. It's like 11 minutes long. It is so good. No, Vanessa, 365 comes out every single day, but the Monday one during start is gonna be what we're focused on that week in start. Okay. But the rest of them may or may not have anything to do with start, but that Monday one is the one you wanna listen to. Anonymous says, how do I stay positive believing I can stay on course? I have lost weight in the past more times than I can count. Girl, ain't that the truth? I know I can lose the weight, but how can I stay motivated to do it and believe in myself again? Anonymous, this is where a lot of us go wrong, thinking that we have to believe we can lose all of our weight and we can stay on course. I don't need you to believe that. Most of us don't believe that we're ever going to get to goal weight and be able to stay there because we've never done it before. I just need you to believe that today you can make the best decision to get you one step closer to where you want to be just today. What can I believe in today? I believe that I can drink my water. I believe I can wait for hunger. I believe I can do that today. And you string enough todays along, you're going to end up at goal weight. And you're going to also, as you go along, you'll be able to stretch your belief a little bit further. All of us can get our belief a little bit further along down the road. Like right now with my mom, and like there's so many, y'all don't even know the moving parts going on with her. I can't look too far in the future. I am literally hanging on to today. What can I get done today? What can I do today? How can I be the best version of me today? That's what I'm working on. That's all I can do. Sometimes I can be like, I know this week I can get these things accomplished. I know this month I want to do these things. But right now I need to believe in what I can do today. I got up, I read my devotional, I started my day off right, I wrote my plan. That's what I can do today. Okay. But you don't have to believe in the end result. You don't even know how it's going to have to play out. You're going to just need to believe in this is what I'm committed to today. I know I can get this done today. My goal today is to go to bed proud. I'm going to make some good decisions for myself. That's really all you have to do. Because for a lot of us, I know I could not. I finally got to where I could believe in the next 10 pounds. I believe I can get down 10 pounds. I never could see farther than that. So it's okay if you don't believe. Nothing terrible has gone wrong. And also, I mean, we don't have any proof that we can get there and stay there. At least I had never gotten there and stayed there. Well, I never would have joined OBS if I'd have gotten to goal weight, stayed there. I had no proof I could do it. Until now, I do. But thankfully, thanks to Corinne and the amazing No BS coaches. Debbie says, does Lisa have any coaching spots open? She will in like the next week. But if you want, she does not have a wait list right now. So if you want to sign up, when she's got like a person or two rolling off in the next week or so. So she will have something open. So I would go ahead and sign up now. Private coaching is currently full, but we have a couple of coaches with clients that have canceled, so they will be rolling off. So if you want coaching in the next couple of weeks, we got spots for you. So go ahead and sign up. Janet, still struggling with the not doing it right, and then the negative feelings that come up, like disappointment and shame, when I eat off plan or go back, or go past enough. Janet, I want you to tell me a couple things. What would it look to do it right? Probably do it perfectly. Is that what you're thinking? You have to do it perfectly in order to do it right. What if imperfectly is right? The only way to learn what enough is to go past enough. The only way to learn what a doable plan is to make a not doable one and go off plan. And you're like, oh, hell, that wasn't doable at all. I need to reevaluate that. That's the right way to do no BS. The right way to do no BS is the imperfect way, because we have got to learn when we go off plan, you have to be able to examine it. You have to be able to look at it and be like, oh, that's like, you know, it's like, think about like going in a maze, right? You just take the best decision you can make. You're like, oh, this looks like it's going to go somewhere. And you hit a dead end and you're like, whoops, well, won't go back down that one again. And then you come back out and then you're like, oh, I know I don't want to go down that one again. And you take a different path. That's how no BS works. That's how weight loss works. Just like a maze. You go down the wrong path. You're like, oh shit, dead end, turn around, come back. That's how weight loss works. Lynn said, how did you discover when your maintenance self size was reached? What signals made you confident you were done losing and satisfied? Lynn, for me, it was, I don't have to work at maintenance. Like, seriously, it feels like to me, I'm on autopilot at this point. Like, I just feel like I'm doing what I love. I like the way that I can move my body. I like that I can fit in my clothes year after year. Like, I love that. But I just really, it's not hard. I eat what I love. I don't really have to think too much about things, really. And that's kind of how I knew I was where I was going to be. Zoom user. Oh, ask that in the Facebook group, Zoom user. I put my questions on the host tab. Sorry. Oh, you're good. What is your daily anchor words, if any? You know what? I guess I've never really thought about it, but my goal every day is to go to bed proud. Like, I want to go to bed feeling proud of how I showed up. And I really like, I've used it a lot. I think I might have even talked about this last week. Like, with my mom, I want to show up so that I can go to bed proud. Like, the other night, she was really hateful when I went over there, and I was like, okay, because I had checked in on her and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go now. Because she was spewing some nasty. And I just left. And I went to bed proud. I could have felt like I didn't spend enough time with her. I had to work through a couple of those thoughts. Like, she's been there all day in the bed by herself. You know, this is the one time she's got company. You should have stayed longer. And I'm like, no, no matter that she's in a nursing home now. I still have a boundary of what I will and will not accept. And those are words I won't accept. So I was very proud that I walked out the door. Even though it did mean leaving her, I'm not gonna listen. I just can't listen to some of that. And so I guess pride would be it, because whenever I make a decision, I always know I want to go to bed proud. I just do. I want to feel good about the choices I made throughout the day. You said MJ, how do you stay so calm and chill about this with your mom? Girl, it's just practice, right? It's just practice. She is who she is. She's angry right now. She's confused. I'm her safe space right now. I'm her safe space right now. You know. And she doesn't remember when I walked out of that room, she don't really remember at this point. That she said anything to me. That's just what it is. It just is what it is. So it's not easy. But she's been this way. Like, for 40 years, I've been working, 50 years, I've been working on this, you know? Like, I mean, with the help of Corinne, she would have literally been rotting in a nursing home years ago if it had not been for Corinne Crabtree. And that is the truth. That is the honest to God's truth. My mother does not know it, but she has had a much better life. She has been in assisted living longer. She lived at home longer because of Corinne Crabtree. And she doesn't even know it. She doesn't even know. But if it had not been for Corinne, I would have written her off. I would have lost the last couple of years of my grandmother's life with her. Because I couldn't be around my mom. So Corinne gave me the gift of my grandmother those last couple of years. Like, there's a lot that, like, this been weight loss is, I love that I lost weight. Don't get me wrong. And I'm happy and I'm healthier and all that stuff. But the relationship and the peace that I have, oh, that is my mama FaceTiming me. She's figured out how to use her phone. God love her. Just the peace that I have around the relationship with her is just worth more than anything in this whole wide world. You know, it's just worth more than anything in this world. So, and I just walk away. And now, listen, does it sting? Does it sting when she says the words? Yes, it does. It does sting. She's my mama. It's gonna sting. I don't want you to think that I'm like, oh, well, she just called me a bitch and we're good and I'm happy about it. No. And I was even talking to my cousin yesterday because she's was nice for the past 6 weeks. My mom has been kind. Like, saying things like, you're doing the best you can. She never said that in my life. Doing the best you can. I appreciate everything you're doing for me. Like, she's been the mom always wanted, the mom we all deserve, right? And so these past 2 days, when she's been mean and she's back like she was, and hateful, it's hard, y'all. It's hard because I got a mom that I always wanted for 6 weeks. And the woman that was so vile and so hateful to me for the past 6 weeks has been kind and loving. And I just lost her again 2 days ago. And that is hard. Because I was hopeful. I was hopeful for 6 weeks that her mind was in such a place that maybe she didn't hate me anymore. And that is not what has happened. And that has been very difficult for me to come in and hear her go right back like she was. But I did have 6 weeks of a good mom. I had 6 weeks of sitting down and talking with her and enjoying our time together. And just, it was so lovely for 6 weeks. And then it's just gone again. And is she going to go back nice? I don't know. But I do. And I tell you the other thing I do. This is, I'm not turning this all into my mama show, but I drive to that nursing home every single day. I sit in the car for 10 minutes because I don't want to go in. Because I don't know what I'm going to get. And then finally, I'm like, I'm going to count to three. And I'm going to open this door and I'm going to go on in. It's the procrastination, right? I don't want to go in. I don't want to write my plan. I don't want to drink my water. I don't want to go in to see my mama. But at some point, you got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and say, this is what we're doing. And I don't have to like it. I don't have to like stopping at enough. I don't have to like waiting for hunger all the time. I don't have to like going to visit my mama, but this is what we're doing right now. This is what we're doing right now. It all applies back to weight loss. See, it all circles right back to weight loss. And if I can walk into that nursing home knowing I'm about to get called every name in the book and told what a piece of shit I am, and how terrible I'm. She was going to report me to the authorities yesterday for being so mean to her. I'm going to report you. I said to who? Whoever will listen to me. I'm going to report you. I'm like, okay, fine. But if I can go into that, y'all can pause and have a glass of water. Because we're all doing shit we don't want to do. All day. We just are. Let's see. Yeah, Christy said she gonna report you to yourself because you're the only one listening. Yeah. Let's see. I'm barring your strategy of just getting the next 10 lost. That's what worked for me, Carla, for sure. Currently working to get to 269. How long did your weight loss take? And did you ever just maintain a bit on your way down? I did maintain a bit on my way down. It took me about 18 months to lose 80 pounds, 85 pounds. It took me about 18 months. And there were stalls along the way. There was a couple of times I like went up. There was a couple of times I went like rogue for like a month. I fell off, you know, whatever. Yeah. Because Corinne, you know, she lost 100 pounds in that amount of time. So it took me a little bit longer, but you know, didn't get there and be like, you know, you should have lost it fat. When you get to goal weight, doesn't matter how long it takes you. Is there any information on virtual camp for September? There is not. And it'll probably be March, April, maybe before we do virtual. Sandy said, mindless eats are not currently an issue for me, but the evening snacks are a struggle. I searched the topic and asked coaches and can relate to I watch TV and relax and always have a snack. Sitting in a certain chair means I have a snack. Snacks to avoid dishes. Yes. Snacks before bed because I did that when I was little. What are some ideas to tackle this? Okay. Move out of your eating chair for sure. You know, because a lot of times, like if you can do the habit, you know, you're in a habit loop. I sit in this one chair and I do whatever. So you know, if you can just get out of the eating chair, that would be a really good way to do it. So I have a snack to avoid dishes. Just for a lot of this, y'all, it's just be honest with yourself. Girl, the only reason I'm wanting a snack right now is because I don't want to do the dishes. I'm gonna do the dishes anyway. I can do the dishes and eat a snack when I'm not hungry, or I can do the dishes and feel proud of myself when I'm finished. Can I just, Corinne talked a lot about can I just this past week. Can I just for today, right now, today, do the dishes before I have my snack and see how I feel? Right? Just today. Like, don't sign up for the rest of your life not to not have a snack and do the dish. Just say for today. Because a lot of times we're like, I never want to eat after dinner again. So I'm never, I, and you sign yourself up for this big, whatever, big thing. It's like, what about just today? Can I just today do the dishes first? And then snacks before bed, because I did it when I was little. I love that you know where that comes from. Annette, I'm gonna tell you, Annette worked through this too in the from Iowa. She worked through this too. But a lot of times it's like just a hand over your heart saying it just reminds you of your childhood. That's the only reason you're wanting to eat right now. That's it. And it's okay. You're just wanting a memory from your childhood. Let's just take a minute and remember how amazing it was, how loved we felt when our parents were trying to give us a snack, take care of us at the end of the day. How nice was that? That's it. So those are some suggestions you can try. Those are really good questions, though. Let's see. And Annette, if you don't want me to tell you shit, just email me and let me know. I don't think I tell anything too bad. After her mom died, the nighttime eating came back. Yep. All right. Oh, Holly, 3 years isn't normal. Girl, it takes how long it takes. That's what I just said. When I got to the end, I didn't care how long it took me. I was a totally different, not only weight, I was a totally different person when I got there. Every day that you are losing weight with no BS is a day that you are learning and growing, whether you know it or you don't know it. You become who you become when you get there. And you have support every step along the way. It takes as long as it takes. It takes as long as it takes. Let's see. Mindy says, why is it so hard to wrap my mind around the fact that I don't really need that much to eat? I keep telling myself as I eat, I'm really not eating that much, when I know in my mind I think I need the whole breakfast sandwich because it's that much, because it isn't that much or that big, but know that I probably could have done with half of it. A lot of times what happens is you compare the food, like you used to eat a whole breakfast sandwich, okay? And then when you eat half, you're like, oh my God, I'm eating half. That's so much less. But you're comparing the amount you need to lose weight to the amount you were eating to gain weight. Yeah, when I ate the whole one, I was gaining weight and I was overfeeding my body. I was using food for what food was never intended for, to comfort me, as a companion on my drive to work. And now I got Corinne on the 365s to be my companion on the way to work. Right? Because we're comparing what got us weight gain to what our body is actually needing for weight loss. So that's it. Oh, there you go, Holly. I'm glad. Oh yeah, Lisa's her coach. Yeah, Christy said, just serve yourself half, Mindy. I know it just, but it just, it's that comparison. I know that's one thought. I wish I could, like, if I could, like, do the Men in Black, you know, they had their sunglasses and they did the little thing and you could forget, you know, you could forget what happened. If I could scrub everybody's mind and no BS, there would be two thoughts I would erase. But I'm eating so much less. And, something's like something is taking too long. Those are the two things I would get rid of. Oh Lord, Gina said I need help getting off the Cheez-Its. MJ got me started and now I'm hooked. Do you know what? I did the Cheez-Its for the, you know, we did the snack, whatever. I had Cheez-Its left. I just threw them away. Like a bunch of Cheez-Its. Let's see. Veronica said, I've been a slow loser, 14 pounds in 18 months, but I'll take it's not a slow loser, it's how you're losing, Veronica. It's how you're losing. Let's see. I'm really not, but I will remind myself that when I was eating that amount, I gained weight. Yep. Susie said, is there anywhere on the website that has all the coaches' names and pictures? It is under private coaching. So if you go to the website under coaching, private coaching, you'll see, and they have their bios and sort of what they focus on and all that. I'm just not there because I'm here all the time. Y'all know me. Let's see. All right. Lee says, it has been over 2 years for me to lose 48 pounds and I've gained 8 back in the last 2, 3 months. I have another 50 to go. I'm very discouraged right now. Help me be okay with this timeline. Okay. 48. So over 2 years. So you lost basically 24 pounds a year. So that's 2 pounds a month. That's half a pound a week. That's what you're supposed to be losing. That's how it's supposed to work. Right? Unless, did I do that right math in my head that fast? Oh my gosh. I think I did fast math. I'm getting better in my old age. Yeah, half a pound a week. That's what you're supposed to lose. That's what the doctor said. Yeah. I mean, you're losing what you're supposed to lose. That's a normal weight loss. And you know, you gained 8 pounds back. So what happened, Lee? Let's work on that. What did you let go? I'm going to tell y'all, anybody that's had a regain, there is a planner on the Regain Reset. I'm just going to tell you, I love this planner. If you've had a regain and you're a planner, I would highly recommend going over there and downloading that planner. I think it is such a good pl because it talks about on the bottom of the every page, like the triggers that you have that you're kind of going away from your habits. And it is such a good reminder. It's so good. Oh, they're so good. I got it right here. It's warning signs that you've noticed that you're like falling off of the track, whatever. Avoiding planning, avoiding the scale. I love it. It's the Regain planner. If you've had a regain, it's so good. It's on the Regain Reset course. You can get it. You can get it there. It's different than our regular planner. You know, we have the regular planner that everybody uses. Should we be planning during this portion of the START program? If you're already a planner, plan. Like, we're not just going to take all of our habits away. If you've not been planning, don't add that in right now. Like, you're okay. We'll get to the planning portion. But if you're already a planner, you don't want to take that away from yourself. You want to go ahead and continue to plan. We're not going to go backwards on habits. So, yeah, but if you have not been planning, don't. We're not going to add that just yet. We're going to do little doable things all at this, all in a, you know, a little bit at a time. So, because this week, all we're doing is focusing on mindless eating, water and sleep, and sit down while you eat. Yeah, Darlene said, I love planning. Yeah. I do. I like to sit down and just look at stuff. Oh, Lee, with the weight, with the gain. Work has changed to home and much less stress has increased. Mama is 90 with a few memory issues, lots of cortisol, I think. Well, and you're probably overeating. You've got a lot of things going on right now, and you're able to handle the stress that you were experiencing before. You were able to manage, right? You had the skills to manage those stressors in your life. Probably when you started in OBS, you had those stressors, whatever, and you knew how to handle them, and everything was good. Okay. Then a lot of stressors came piling in at once, and your brain is like, girl, you know what? I don't know that those other tools you've got is going to work. You know what always works? Food. It's always worked. It is tried and true. It is a friend. When you're in need, it is your friend. Go get you a snack because it's too much going on right now. That is all that happened. The circle, and it's in the regain solution. She talks a lot about that, but that is all that happened. So just look for those emotional eats. Ask yourself, what do I really need right now? What am I needing? It could be a break. It could be a deep breath. It could be just to walk away for a second. Whatever it is, it could be, work has changed to home. Do you need to reset up your kitchen? Look, I had to do that whenever I came home to work for no BS. The things I used to kind of leave out and about and around, I had to change that because whenever I came home to work, I gained 5 pounds whenever I started being a weight loss coach. But my whole everything changed. My whole schedule changed. How I got my water changed. How I didn't wasn't packing my food anymore in my little cooler in my car. I didn't have that. Like, I had to come up with all new processes. Because remember, a lot of times it's not a you problem, it's a process problem. And so you probably need a new process because a lot of things changed for you. Anonymous said, are there any plans to add more coaches? Not today, not right now. Probably will at some point, but not right now. But that's what you want to look at. What's a new habit I could track when I do all the usual ones? I track no eating after dinner, eating off plan, looking for something new. Well, what is your goal? What goals do you have right now? Then that's, you have to say, like, when you want to track some other stuff, you look at, like, what do you have a goal to do? I was doing this, I'm doing start with a group. I had 100 spots, whatever. So this one lady was trying to get water in, and she's been having a hard time. So I'm like, what's getting in your way? And she was like, I sit down at my desk, and once I sit down at my desk, I'm sat, but I never have my water like with me. And then I'm like, well, fucking, I ain't gonna get water, whatever. So she's gonna be working on this week with start filling up her water, because it's not the drinking of the water that's the problem. Her habit she needs to cultivate is when I walk into my office building, I fill up my water. Once her water's filled up, she drinks the water. So you have to look at, like, what are your goals? 5 pounds to get lower in my range. You want to lose 5 pounds. Okay. Let's see. What other things that you're not tracking? You could track mindless eats. That would be a good one. We were talking about it. The other thing you could do, we talked about this the other day in one of the start groups, was do a every time you catch yourself not mindless grab ass and whatever it is, you can put a little pebble in a jar and, like, collect your mindless eats that you didn't eat, right? You could do that. That would be fun. Karen said, a thought I had today. Progress in weight loss comes from focusing on the process, not the result. Yes, girl. When we have an urge, it's more important to listen to our thoughts and figure out what we truly need than to put our attention on whether we end up eating. Do you agree? 1,000,000%. 1,000,000%, Karen. I could not have said it better than myself. Better than myself. Better myself. Yeah. Because it's all about learning. It's not about whether you choose to finally eat or not. It's about who you're becoming. What do you say to yourselves in the moments of an urge? How do you speak to yourself in the moment of an urge? Being kind to yourself, whether you eat or not, is more important than whether you eat or not. Anonymous, I'm fasting at 16:8. I'm also. And I'm really hungry when I can eat. I had a half a chicken sandwich and coleslaw yesterday at noon, but I kept asking the rest of the day if I was hungry. But first of all, why are you fasting? Because research is showing that fasting is, first of all, it leads to overeats, the fasting does, and it's not good for women of a certain age. Corinne even posted something about it today on Facebook. I don't know, but I want to know why you're fasting, Anonymous. It is not good for you. It is old debunked science, and it leads to overeating. It is not a great weight loss plan. Fasting is not. So what would happen if you just decide, I'm going to eat when I'm hungry? Because here's the thing, you fasting anyway. From the last bite you put in your mouth to the first time you're hungry, that's your fast. We all fast. I haven't eaten yet. Last night I had dinner at 7 o'clock. It is almost 12. I'm going to eat right after this call. So how many is that? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5, 12, 17 hours. I have been fasting. Not on purpose. I just hadn't gotten hungry. I'm hungry now. I'm going to go get something to eat in a minute. But I'm hungry. That's why I'm going to go. So I'm going to break my fast. Now, sometimes other day at like 9 a.m., I was hungry. My fast was not as long. When I was hungry, I ate. Sometimes I break my fast because I'm calling it a fast, but this is whenever I'm hungry and not. Sometimes I'm actually not hungry when I eat because I know I have back-to-back-to-back meetings and I know I'm going to get hungry before I can have a break to eat. That's how it works. I know I'm doing math today. I don't know how I'm doing that. Darlene said, don't do mindless. I don't feel like I have shitty thoughts. I'm moving a lot. Sleep, water, great. 100. Scale goes down one or one and a half occasionally and goes back up. Okay. Are you giving into urges at all? Send me your data, darling. Send me your tracking. Email me. Let me look at it because I'm happy to look at it for you. We can come up with a plan, see what's going on. Yeah. I get people send me plans and data. If your scale is stuck or you have any questions, you can always ask me. That's why we here, y'all. That's why we here. Yeah, just send them to me. I've seen people have sent me Excel spreadsheets. Some of y'all track like nobody's business, honey. Like nobody's business. I mean, y'all track and track and track and track. I don't get that fancy. I don't get that fancy. Somebody, how do y'all track? Do y'all use the habit tracker? Do you use the, I'm going to tell you why. I think tracking is almost, don't tell my boss. Sometimes I tell y'all shit's in my head that doesn't really align like it's supposed to. I think tracking is almost more important than planning because that, to me, when you are tracking, and the scale is going up or it's stalled, whatever it is, that is the fastest way for me to help you get to the bottom of it. Tracking is more important in my mind. Like if you're going to send me something, I'd much rather see your tracking than your plans because that's going to show me a pattern. It's going to show me, like, I've even seen people's trackers and I'm like, what's happening on Tuesdays at lunch? Because you are not stopping at enough every Tuesday at lunch. And they're like, oh, I have the worst meeting on Tuesday afternoon. It helps me see patterns. And then I can help dig in if the scale ever slows down or goes up. So make sure, even if you're plugging along and everything is going well with like, with your like weight loss, we're all going to hit a stall in weight loss. Sorry, it's going to happen. That's how our bodies work. That's how our bodies work. We're gonna have like really big like life events that happen that maybe kind of take us away from no BS and the scale will go up a few pounds. If I have that tracking, I can help you get back on track. And if you don't have a tracker, if you've not been tracking, take a guess. Take a guess. Be like, I think I overeat about 40% of the time or 30% of the time, whatever it is. Because it's probably pretty close. Let's see. Just bought a habit tracker calendar, so it's all in one place for me to see. Ooh. Yeah, I like my favorite app, the one I use to track is Habit Share. That's my favorite. I like that a lot. I don't share mine, but I mean you can. I did when I was losing weight. I used to share my tracking with my accountability partners. Oh, I need to see, I see all y'all's digital divas and y'all beautiful planners and all that other stuff, and I'm like, oh God, I want to, but I'm a paper girl. I have tried and tried, but I'm just a paper girl. But those di in the digital divas, if you're not in the digital divas and you're a digital planner, those women do. It is so the planners they create are just absolutely gorgeous. It makes me have FOMO that I'm not using them. But then I'll download them all from the Digital Divas group. I don't know how many planners I got on my iPad, but God bless, I don't use nary none of them. All right, so a couple of things. How can we find the Digital Divas? So if you're here longer than 30 days, you will go on the under community, Facebook, and community Facebook, and then your what do you call them? Subgroups. Good God, the Digital Divas are there, and all the other subgroups, and you can join those. So make sure you sign up for texts from the start under courses. This month in OBS, you'll see that there. Make sure that you are checking your emails under coaching call calendar. Check your Zoom reminder. Make sure that if you want Zoom reminder emails, that that is selected for you. Set your check yours. Everybody go check your Zoom reminders because that's super important. And then make sure that you've downloaded Corinne 365 under resources and podcasts so that you get the drop from her. You get it every day, but Monday is the drop for what we're working on that weekend start. Okay. That y'all got lots of homework. I'm still doing the earrings, Gina. I am. That was my New Year's resolution. I'm doing the earrings. Yep. That's what I'm doing. I'm every day. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. These are actually my mama's from the 80s. I somehow her you should see some of the rhinestones I got in there. Oh, honey. It'll take you back that that jewelry box will. I just need a Zoom reminder for go for on calls. I always forget about those times. Yeah. All right, y'all. Let me know. You don't get Zoom reminder texts. You just get Zoom reminder emails if you sign up for them. Yeah. All right. Let me know the text sign up. If you want texts from Corinne about the start, go under courses this month in OBS and you will see it right there on the page. Okay. Let me know if y'all need anything. Kathy will be with you next week. I'm going to Puerto Vallarta with my no BS besties. So, I leave Friday and I'll be back next Wednesday night. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I have never been. I've never been to Puerto Vallarta, but I'm going with my accountability partners and I cannot wait to go. All right, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later and Kathy's going to take good care of y'all next week. Bye, y'all.